Hello.
Oh, hi, Andrew.
Yeah, this is Andrew.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Friday, right?
Sure.
So I was following up regarding the account of the past due payment, but we got some text messages, and I wasn't sure if it was from you or Deanna talking about that you guys might want to cancel the account.
Yeah, I think we're definitely wanting to cancel the account. There ain't no might to it.
Okay, so let me give you some options, because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's $249 past due balance on the account, and naturally we can't cancel the account with the past due balance. But you're catching it in time because, you know, come May 1st, that would reoccur to $498, and I definitely don't want to see that to happen to you either, you know?
Yeah, so I don't even know what really to say to be honest with you.
So have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you have received by chance?
No, not at all. I don't know if you talked to Amy and whoever. I usually don't handle this side of it.
Oh, I see. The only reason I'm talking to you is because the terms and conditions and the billing is in your name. So that makes you liable for at least the payment. But I will tell you that in the short time that you've been with us, your company already has had 207 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. And then on Google...
Well, how come we haven't ever seen these Facebook ads?
Oh,
if you guys
are
running in our area, you know, my friends or family or I, you know, somebody should have saw these ads, and it's been 2 months and we haven't even seen an ad besides when we request to see one from you guys.
So Facebook ads are tracked by the search engines by what people are searching for in your area. So let's say that I go on today and I search for on Google washer and dryer. Guess what happens next time I go into my Facebook newsfeed? There's a bunch of ads for appliance companies coming up, right? So that's why you're not finding them. You can't just go on to Facebook and, you know, magically an ad for you, your company pops up. You have to be actively searching for one of your keywords on Google, and then Google will index that.
I do construction for a living, so I'm on there, you know, multiple times throughout, you know, the day on my phone, you know, throughout the week, searching them keywords you're talking about for other customers, you know, that
right.
I'm working for. And then therefore, you guys are saying you're doing all this for us on Bing, Yelp, you know, Facebook, you want to charge me $250 a month, and we have no, you know, nothing has, you know, come from you guys. Not one job lead, no nothing, you know. And you guys can sit here and say you're better than Angie's leads and you're better than the next person, but my opinion, you guys are all the same. You know, you're just here to take my money and move on.
Well, Angie's, they charge you for every lead, whether it converts into a job or not. And with them,
I don't have the same hassle I'm having with them with you, so. You can try to convince me however you want. Like, I just want to, I guess, cancel my shit, you know, move on about my life.
Okay, so one thing I could do to help you out a little bit, Andrew, is that $249 past due balance would include a fresh batch of Facebook ads. $100 would actually go directly to Facebook. You don't need that if your intention is just to, you know, settle this and cancel. So I can take that off, and that would reduce your past due amount to just $149. And, you know, naturally, I'm not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $249 to $149. But if you think that that would work, I would definitely do it for you. And then you have another option of, once that's settled, to cancel the program and keep the website. And that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. Have you seen the site that we built for you?
Yeah, I've seen it once or twice.
Yeah, it's BryantAndSonsCompany.com. So I would highly recommend, you know, being that it's 2024, that at bare minimum you at least keep the site, you know, but I did want to let you know that that's available, because sometimes, you know, if this cancels and then we lose that domain and you try to build a site 6 months from now, they might just say contractorohio is available.com, but you can't get bryantandsonscompany.com because that domain may no longer be available, right?
So, we actually bought that Google domain. We bought that before we met you guys. We've already paid for that. That's at the R's.
Well,
then when we
met
you guys, we forwarded all of our information to you. I don't know. The secretary handled this, and then here I am getting these calls. I'm frustrated. And I got life going on. I got customers going on. Like, now probably is the best time for me to be talking to you about it.
Yep. That domain will stay with you then. If you bought it and you gave us access to it, you would just lose the content. So you would just have to take it somewhere else and build a new site. Just to let you know, you've been with us for 2 months. So had you called us 2 months ago and all you wanted was a website, you didn't want any of the other services, we charge $2,500 up front to build the site and then $49 a month. They rolled it into your package, so they didn't charge you extra for it. And that's what I'm saying. That's great to hear. Yeah.
That's great to hear. I appreciate that. But they called soliciting your guys' services. I didn't call looking for help. You guys called me soliciting services. And here I was dumb enough to fucking pay for it. And like I said, I got this situation on my hands that I don't need.
Well, I mean, I think that you've probably gotten some solid work out of it that maybe you're just not aware, you know, because with the, I mean, unless you have the worst closing ratio in the planet of the, you know, the earth, if, you know, you had 207 clicks to your site through Facebook, and then on top of that, you were found on the first page of Google.
Excuse me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, hello. My name is Deanna. Yeah.
Hi, Deanna. Hi.
Is there any way we can just pay the bill?
Or, yep.
Okay. Can you have Amy Nelson call us?
Amy Nelson doesn't handle the failed payments. That's my department. But I can take the failed payment and then I can cancel it and you guys will get an email confirmation within 15 minutes that the account's been canceled. And that way you won't have to worry about any further charges. And I don't know if you heard what I told Andrew, but that past due balance would include $100 worth of fresh Facebook ads. You guys don't need those if your intention is just to settle this and cancel. So I'll take those off for you, and that will at least reduce the past due amount to $149, okay?
So if we pay the $149 right now, you'll cancel our stuff right now and be done with it.
And you'll be done with it, and you won't have to worry about any further charges or anything like that.
Okay, so I guess I need to talk to Amy because we're going to be sending a check.
Oh, they don't accept check payments unless it's a 3 month prepay. We used to do the ACH, which was like the e-check where we would take the routing number and the account number, but they discontinued doing that too. So it just has to be a debit or a credit card.
Yeah, but the problem is we've had so many issues between you and Angie Leaves and money that we're not giving you the new card. Like our, like the new business Bryant and Sons card, we're not giving that to anybody.
So I can't speak for Angie Leads, but I will tell you what you paid with us was only what you agreed to, which was $249 on a month-to-month basis. So you paid $249 in February, $249 in March. This one that's due is $149. So it's not like if you gave us the new card, charges would continue to reoccur on it, because once it cancels, the billing information is deleted anyway. So the only way...
So wait, is this a recorded line? Can I just ask that?
Is this a record? Yep, this is. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance. And my name is Tina.
Because Angie Leeds did the same thing to us. They're like, oh, yeah, we canceled your account. And then 3 payments later, we had to shut down the account because they kept billing us because the card was automatically enrolled in payments.
That won't happen with us because you'll get a confirmation email that has your cancellation number in it. So there's no way that you would be billed when you have a cancellation confirmation number, right? What are you being billed for if your account's canceled? You know what I mean?
I do understand that. So I guess I just have one question then. When is the next time our payment is due? Like, when do you take payment?
So the payment from April 1st is past due, and I was explaining to Andrew that if he wants to cancel, do it right away, because if you just let it sit, then what happens is come May 1st, another past due payment reoccurs. And I don't want that to happen to you guys, you know, especially if you're not happy with this and you want to just be done with it. You know what I mean?
Okay, so can I go ahead and request Amy call me, Deanna, at my number? Like, can you go ahead and, like, email her that for me, please? And then if needs to be, we'll call back tomorrow and cancel it, because we're not putting the card out there. Like, I don't know how to make that any more clear.
So,
but, like, there's got to be another
payment
option.
You could maybe go to Walmart or 7-Eleven and put $150 on one of those prepaid Visas. And we could do it that way if you want to, you know, settle it that way.
Avoid, okay.
Yeah, that way you
we're
don't have
actually,
to worry about
it. We're actually at my daughter's Great Wolf Lodge birthday right now.
Oh, how fun.
So,
I love
yeah.
Great Wolf Lodge. That's really fun. Oh, yeah, no, I'll let you go, Deanna. I don't want to take up a lot of your time. But Amy, she doesn't handle these types of calls. She only brings on new clients. But can I ask you, is there something specific that you wanted to ask her? Because maybe I can help you with it. I'm her supervisor. I actually trained her.
I don't know. Amy was just always the person that we talked to about stuff like this. And, like, she always was very reasonable and stuff. And I guess, like, we just really trust, like, her work. Like,
oh, that's nice. What a good compliment. I'll tell her that you said that. I'm sure that that's going to make her day anyway, you know. But I can call you, tomorrow we're closed. I could call you on Monday or Tuesday if you think that would give you enough time to go out and get one of those prepaid cards. But I also want to let you know, Deanna, because I've been with the company for 12 years, and I've heard every single horror story imaginable with other companies, and Angie Leads happens to be one that I hear a lot about with billing after the account's been canceled. So I definitely understand why you would be scared. But at the same token, you know, I'm sure that you've gone out before and you had a bad, you know, experience at a restaurant, but that doesn't mean you don't ever go to a restaurant again, right? So I can't wear a black eye.
I don't know. I am that person.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
I am, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I use the analogy too, like if you've ever been on a bad date in your life, it doesn't mean that you quit dating, you know?
Right. I guess that is kind of true.
Well, that's all I'm saying is, you know, I feel you with what you say with Angie Leads and the unauthorized charges that they're putting on your card, but that absolutely would never happen with Local Splash. We're a verified secured company for transactions over the phone up to $100,000, and that means our billing information is encrypted. So that absolutely, and you can see in the time that you've been with us, if you look at the Visa ending in 0660, which is the one that we have on file, there hasn't been any extra charges on there than what you agreed to. We would never do that. And I don't even think that that's legal for a company to do that. You know what I mean? So.
Yes, agreed. But we've had quite the issues.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I've heard it before with that company. So yeah, I'm sorry you went through that.
But
you want me to call you?
Give you a call back, or and if you could just call my number, it might be easier.
Is
that
the one ending in 1818?
It is. Yes.
Okay. I'll put a note here, Deanna. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So you can call me. If I don't hear from you by Tuesday, I'll follow up with you directly on that number. Okay.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah, and have a nice weekend coming up, too.
You too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.